circle for the summer. When I'm light, boy, I got your body on my mind. You make my heart beat faster. I'll be as with disaster.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. My name's Adam.
And this is Tara.
And I know it's very, very hot outside.
Yes, and you need something to cool you down.
So today we've got a lesson ready for you guys about ice cream.
Right, and also gelato.
Yeah, because actually, you guys probably already know a lot about ice cream.
So we want to give you a couple of different words and different flavors that you may normally see, or beyond what you would normally see. Like, you all know vanilla and chocolate.
Right.
So gelato is basically Italian ice cream.
Okay. I'm getting hungry already. it's really hot today.
Yes.
Why don't we go ahead and listen to a dialogue between Al, and a very handsome ice cream seller, and Helen, a person buying ice cream.
Yes.
And we'll find out what all these new flavors are.
Awesome.
Dialogue first time.
Hi there. What can I get for you?
This is my first time trying gelato. What's good?
Well, if you want something more Italian, tiramisu, salted caramel, pistachio, and Neapolitan are our best sellers. If you like more traditional flavors, try cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and cookie dough. And if you're in the mood for something lighter, the sorbets are excellent.
Can I mix flavors?
You sure can. We can do up to 3 scoops of different flavors.
In that case, I'll have a scoop of salted caramel, a scoop of cookies and cream, and a scoop of pistachio.
Great choices. Now, would you like that in a cup or waffle cone?
Cone, please.
Would you like any toppings?
No, it's fine. Oh, I didn't realize you have popsicles, too.
They are so good. Make sure you try them next time.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi there, what can I get for you?
This is my first time trying gelato. What's good?
Well, if you want something more Italian, tiramisu, salted caramel, pistachio, and Neapolitan are our best sellers. If you like more traditional flavors, try cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and cookie dough. And if you're in the mood for something lighter, the sorbets are excellent.
Can I mix flavors?
You sure can. We can do up to 3 scoops of different flavors.
In that case, I'll have a scoop of salted caramel, a scoop of cookies and cream, and a scoop of pistachio.
Great choices. Now, would you like that in a cup or waffle cone?
Cone, please.
Would you like any toppings?
No, it's fine. Oh, I didn't realize you have popsicles, too.
They are so good. Make sure you try them next time.
Okay, so we just heard a conversation between Al selling the ice cream and Helen buying the ice cream. And Helen walks into the store, and she's never been in this type of store before to buy ice cream.
All right. And she's not really interested in buying ice cream here, though, is she?
She would like to try gelato.
Gelato.
And what is gelato?
Well, it's like ice cream, you know.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's made from milk.
it's maybe just a little, not quite as cold.
It's not
it's
as
a little
cold.
Warmer.
Right.
And I think it has less fat.
Less fat, right.
So it's a slightly healthier version of ice cream.
Okay. One thing about this word gelato, it's not an English word, or it is an English word, but it doesn't come from English, right?
It's Italian.
And a lot of the flavors we're looking at today actually have Italian names.
Right. Like tiramisu.
Ooh.
So tiramisu, coffee and chocolate.
Coffee and chocolate. I thought this was Japanese. I really thought it was Japanese.
I actually can see that now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at the word, but Italian it is.
Okay. The next one we have is salted caramel.
And sometimes you'll see or hear the word caramel.
My dad says caramel. Yeah. My grandma says caramel. It's the same thing.
Both are the same. And it's basically brown sugar melted to form a chewy substance.
Okay.
I like it. So we see this word here, salted.
Yeah, it's not salty, right?
No, and it basically means salt is added. Sometimes I think I've seen with a latte, for example.
Right.
Like a salted caramel latte.
Okay.
It's just the salt is added to bring a little flavor.
Yeah.
And yeah, you wouldn't use the word salty.
Salty.
Yeah.
So salted caramel, salted fish, salted something.
Yes.
Anything, right?
And the third Italian flavor we have here is?
Pistachio.
Right. So it's very interesting the way you pronounced it. Doesn't match the spelling.
Well, the CH, right? You guys might think it's got to be like a ch sound.
Yeah.
Pistachio. But this word is much more like pistachio.
Shio. So an SH sound, sh.
And this is a really, I mean, not only is this one of my favorite nuts in general.
Yeah.
I remember coming to China many years ago and learning the Chinese name for this is happy nut.
Happy nut. I mean, you feel happy when you eat them.
I feel so happy when I eat pistachios.
And I mean, if you think about the shell, the way that it's kind of open, it looks like it's smiling.
Looks like it's smiling.
There you go.
Okay, the next flavor on here is not actually one flavor. It's three flavors together.
Right. Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry.
Okay, you guys have seen this before, but what do you call it?
It's Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
So you may, yeah, when you were growing up, you might have had like something called tri-flavor ice cream. This is Neapolitan.
Yeah, it's Neapolitan. And everyone always eats the vanilla and the chocolate and then the strawberry.
No!
Usually gets left behind.
I eat the strawberry and the vanilla.
Oh, okay.
Another one just to add is a spumoni ice cream.
Oh, what's that?
This is very similar to Neapolitan, but instead of one of the flavors, it has pistachio.
Oh, yeah. I like it already.
Exactly.
Okay. So we have been talking about flavors, right? Different flavors. We do have a few more here, but maybe we should just really quickly mention flavor and taste.
Yes.
Right? We're not saying there's different tastes of ice cream. It's different flavors.
Right. So a flavor is the basic strawberry, vanilla, chocolate.
Right.
Now, you may taste something and it has a certain taste to you, but to me, it's different.
Taste is how you feel.
Exactly. Right?
Generally speaking.
So if something, for example, you may like the taste of spicy food, I may not.
Right, exactly.
So it tastes too strong for me or too hot.
Okay, so keep that in mind, guys. When you are talking about ice cream, you want to use flavor. And we have more flavors.
We do. These are more traditional ones or common ones.
Okay.
Like cookies and cream.
Which I remember when I was very young learning that this is just Oreo.
Oreo.
This is Oreo flavored.
Exactly. And mint chocolate chip.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
it's
some
got
people.
Mint chocolate chip, okay.
And cookie dough.
Oh, now, okay.
My favorite, too. So in a previous lesson, we had the apple pie lesson from a few months ago.
Okay.
We talked about the word dough.
Dough.
So it's kind of that gooey, soft texture thing that you use to bake.
Before you have a cookie, you need to have cookie dough.
Yes. Right?
Or any kind of pizza dough, pie dough.
Exactly.
I guess pie dough is a crust. But
before you cook it.
Before you cook it.
Definitely.
Now, one thing though, if you're looking at this word, it's D-O-U-G-H.
Yay, English.
I mean, English is sometimes really strange. Doch.
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 This would be the same pronunciation as though or
okay,
although.
Right, although.
That kind of
dough.
Thing. Yeah. But, you know, English. It's tricky.
Now, one thing about this flavor, cookie dough, I never actually saw it in China. I know, right? It's so popular here, so popular in America.
Well, often people will just eat the cookie dough.
Yeah, that was my favorite part about like baking cookies was just having the dough.
And people in the supermarket, you can actually buy a tube of cookie dough ice cream, or sorry, cookie dough. And you know, especially if you've been out drinking, maybe you come home with a spoon and your tube of cookie dough and you just go at it.
Okay, guys. So if you want to be, you know, more American or more like Tara, just go get that cookie dough ice cream.
Yes. Now, not everybody likes the heavier flavors for ice cream because there is the milk in there that can be a little bit too fatty.
Right.
So sometimes people may be in the mood for something lighter, like a sorbet.
Okay, so in the mood.
You just want.
Yeah, you feel.
At that moment.
Yeah, I'm in the mood. I mean, it's almost lunchtime, mm-hmm. so I don't know what I'm in the mood for.
I had bacon this morning, okay. so I probably won't have bacon again.
Not bacon.
But I like bacon.
Okay, we'll think about it. It doesn't matter. Whatever, you know, whatever we're in the mood for, we live in a big city, so you can find it.
Exactly. So if you maybe are going for dinner with a friend and you don't have reservations or anything like that, you're just going to kind of wing it and see where you end up, you can ask your friend, what are you in the mood for?
Yeah, but in this case, they're not looking for a meal.
No.
They just want a little snack. And so in this case, what Al is recommending is that if you are in the mood for something lighter, then don't have the gelato, don't have the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You should try a sorbet. Bay, okay? Again, you're going to look at this word and you're going to think sorbet?
Sorbet, no.
But this word actually, well, first of all, it's fruit.
It's like frozen fruit. It may have a little cream in it, but not much.
But not a lot, exactly.
Yeah. So just remember the pronunciation is not sorbet, it is sorbet. And they're usually less creamy and more fruit flavored.
Right, right, exactly.
Like mango sorbet.
Like mango sorbet. Oh, that sounds fun.
Yes.
Now, the next question about the flavors is a pretty important one.
Mm-hmm.
Can she mix the flavors?
Right. Have more than one together.
Right. So mix is just put...
Blend,
put things together.
Yeah. It can be used for anything.
Really.
Yeah.
Okay. And it sounds like she can. And this very generous ice cream shop or ice cream parlor... They can do up to 3 scoops.
Right. So this word scoop, it can be the tool or the noun or the ball even.
It's everything about ice cream, right?
Right. And it's basically a tool or the digging up of a ball of ice cream.
Right. You're right. And then the ball also.
The ball is also a scoop.
A scoop. Now, I don't eat a lot of ice cream, but I drink a lot of coffee.
Right.
So it's the same thing. I have a coffee scoop and I scoop the coffee into the machine.
Exactly.
But just back to the ice cream for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What's most important is nobody is going to say the word ball.
Right? It looks like a ball.
There's
but
no ball of ice cream. It's a scoop of ice cream.
It's a scoop. Yeah. You can have a big scoop or a small scoop.
Right.
And it's a scoop.
It's a scoop. Yeah. A scoop is a scoop is a scoop.
Exactly. Now, you have a choice of how you want your scoop served.
Okay.
And the options are cup or waffle cone.
Okay, so a cup here, you're not going to drink your ice cream.
Unless you wait too long.
If you wait too long, that's right. But it looks like a cup.
It's like a small bowl almost.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
We say cup because a bowl of ice cream is a lot of ice cream.
It's a lot of ice cream, right.
And a waffle cone, my favorite.
Okay, so I mean a cone... is the bottom of the ice cream.
That you can eat.
You can eat the cone.
Yeah.
Waffles, I don't know. Waffles are pretty popular. I'm sure a lot of you guys eat waffles.
For breakfast, usually.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Exactly.
So a waffle cone is just, it looks like a waffle, tastes like a waffle.
And that's exactly
it. It's a waffle cone.
It's a waffle cone. And you can actually get dipped waffle cones, too.
Oh, it's just, ice cream is just a beautiful world.
Yes.
Now, there's one other question that Al has for Helen.
Mm-hmm. And if she would like any toppings.
Toppings. So you guys recently did a pizza lesson.
Yes, we did.
Right? Pizza toppings.
Yeah. So it's kind of the added little added bits or extras that you can put on top
on
of something.
On top, right.
And normally with pizza and ice cream.
They're different toppings. They're different toppings.
Some places, actually, I've seen some similar toppings. But yeah, like in for ice cream, you have sprinkles,
maybe chocolate.
Nuts,
yeah. Lots of stuff.
Right? Lots of gummy worms.
Mm.
And does Helen want any of these added bonuses?
She says, no, it's fine, right? It's a great little way to say... You
know, no, thanks.
Yeah, no thanks. It's fine. It's okay. Actually means no.
Yes.
Right, no. But there was one other thing that maybe she didn't know before.
Right. She didn't realize or didn't know they had popsicles.
Now, I love popsicles.
I love popsicles. I make popsicles.
I used to always make popsicles. Frozen.
Juice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's no... You know, milk. Or there's no fat, all these things. It's just juice.
But some of them will have yogurt. I make them with yogurt.
That's fun. No, that's fun too.
Yeah, but basically fruit flavored juice kind of thing.
So maybe we should go back to this word realize.
Mm-hmm.
Because now she's looking and she sees, oh, you have popsicles.
Oh.
Before I didn't know that.
Right.
Now I know that.
So the word realize is usually used in the negative.
I didn't realize.
Right, yeah. It means you just found out something that you didn't know before.
Right now. Right?
Exactly.
Oh, you know, I didn't realize you were the driver of that beautiful car.
Yes. That's me. So just getting back to popsicles for a second. Now, the one distinct thing that popsicles have that ice cream doesn't have is a stick.
Oh, yeah, the popsicle stick.
So now, technically, you can put ice cream on a stick.
On a stick, yeah.
Like we will have, for example, a fudgicle.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like chocolate ice cream on a stick.
Right.
But we generally call all of those things on the stick a popsicle.
Yep, they're all popsicles.
Okay, so let's take a listen to the dialogue between Al and Helen one more time.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Hi there. What can I get for you?
This is my first time trying gelato. What's good?
Well, if you want something more Italian, tiramisu, salted caramel, pistachio, and Neapolitan are our best sellers. If you like more traditional flavors, try cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and cookie dough. And if you're in the mood for something lighter, the sorbets are excellent.
Can I mix flavors?
You sure can. We can do up to 3 scoops of different flavors.
In that case, I'll have a scoop of salted caramel, a scoop of cookies and cream, and a scoop of pistachio.
Great choices. Now, would you like that in a cup or waffle cone?
Cone, please.
Would you like any toppings?
No, it's fine. Oh, I didn't realize you have popsicles, too.
They are so good. Make sure you try them next time.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi there, what can I get for you?
This is my first time trying gelato. What's good?
Well, if you want something more Italian, tiramisu, salted caramel, pistachio, and Neapolitan are our best sellers. If you like more traditional flavors, try cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and cookie dough. And if you're in the mood for something lighter, the sorbets are excellent.
Can I mix flavors?
You sure can. We can do up to 3 scoops of different flavors.
In that case, I'll have a scoop of salted caramel, a scoop of cookies and cream, and a scoop of pistachio.
Great choices. Now, would you like that in a cup or waffle cone?
Cone, please.
Would you like any toppings?
No, it's fine. Oh, I didn't realize you have popsicles, too.
They are so good. Make sure you try them next time.
Dialogue, third time.
Hi there, what can I get for you?
This is my first time trying gelato. What's good?
Well, if you want something more Italian, tiramisu, salted caramel, pistachio, and Neapolitan are our best sellers. If you like more traditional flavors, try cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and cookie dough. And if you're in the mood for something lighter, the sorbets are excellent.
Can I mix flavors?
You sure can. We can do up to 3 scoops of different flavors.
In that case, I'll have a scoop of salted caramel, a scoop of cookies and cream, and a scoop of pistachio.
Great choices. Now, would you like that in a cup or waffle cone?
Cone, please.
Would you like any toppings?
No, it's fine. Oh, I didn't realize you have popsicles, too.
They are so good. Make sure you try them next time.
Okay, guys, we have learned all kinds of useful language for talking about ice cream.
Right.
Gelato.
Popsicles.
Popsicles. Like all the stuff that you need to keep you cool this summer.
Yes, definitely. And let us know, are you an ice cream person or a gelato person or popsicles? And what flavors do you like?
Yeah, is there a flavor that we didn't mention? And really, if you guys haven't tried cookie dough yet.
Oh, you got to try it.
Find it.
And even if you need to make some cookie dough.
Just make it. Put it in the freezer.
Exactly.
It will be amazing.
Yes.
Okay, guys, so don't forget to leave those comments below. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Take care. Love, love, take off your clothes.